We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
It was the supposed grand bargain of the Biden presidency. Vote for Joe, and you can go back to the way it was, i.e., you can go back to sleep. There won't be any more mean tweets. The country won't be divided. Everybody can come together on Thanksgiving again in your family, and there won't be tension. People were exhausted by the end of the Trump era, emotionally exhausted. Joe, the kindly grandfather, who'd never been controversial before, would unite the country. It'd be easy again. I was so afraid people would fall for it. Well, we're 8 months in, and they're realizing the horror. It's exactly as I predicted. We are a country more divided than when Trump was the president. By a 54 to 37% margin in this latest Fox News poll, and keep in mind, folks, you've seen Fox News' polls, they tend to skew to the left, sometimes more than mainstream media. It's as if they compensate. So these numbers are likely actually higher. By a 54 to 37% margin, people think the country is now less united under Joe Biden than before. Told ya. I'll go a step further. We're at a record-breaking rate of rage. Biden's base is splitting at the seams, and they're tearing each other apart. We'll get to that in a minute. First, the rage. Last week, I told you on a podcast, we are doing a thing now in America I've never seen before, at least not in my lifetime. We are not a country culturally that heckles its presidents and dignitaries in public. We might burn them on social media, absolutely scourging them, but we don't do it in public until now. It started with the F Joe Biden chants in football games. If you heard the earlier ones that went viral, it was one section of the football stadium, and the people doing it were kind of laughing. It wasn't that way this weekend, the third weekend of this. You can hear the rage, the intensity, and the sheer number of people who were chanting at the Kentucky game. Listen to this. You can hear the anger. These are college students. They're supposed to be Joe Biden supporters. Other Joe Biden supporters marched in the streets of New York this weekend. Thousands of them. Against the vaccine mandates. This was actually the second major march in New York City. The first was led by another Democrat group, teachers across the Brooklyn Bridge. They, too, chanted F Joe Biden. I've still got the video up on my Twitter feed. They're young, mostly female, and about a third black or Hispanic. These are Biden's voters. So are the thousands. You should see this video. Thousands who marched this weekend in New York City. You can tell they're not us. They're healthcare workers. They're against the vaccine passports. That was the point of the thing. They're healthcare workers, they're black, they're female, they're young. They're not like we are when we protest. We wear red, white, and blue. We carry Trump signs and flags. This wasn't that. But listen to them as they passed. This weekend, shouting freedom over fear, and we will not comply.
Freedom over fear! Freedom over fear! Freedom over fear!
Here's the other leg of the protest.
We will not comply! We will not comply! We will not comply!
Meanwhile, outside the CDC, woke black rapper Nicki Minaj. Remember, she endorsed Joe Biden. She's not one of us. She's woke. Her supporters protested against the government for dissing Nicki for refusing to take the vaccine, chanting, "Fauci is a fraud." Folks, this is the left. Their base is turning on them. In fact, it's so bad, I'm embarrassed. We should be marching. They're outdoing us. Where are we? But the best part, the Black Lives Matter protest planned for today, set to take place today, it's Monday today, outside the Italian restaurant Carmine's in New York, where they have vaccine passports, and where a physical dispute erupted on Thursday over vaccination proof cards. Yeah, after five black women trying to enter were rejected. This is from Newsweek. On Thursday, a group of five Texas women physically assaulted the restaurant hostess after she said their vaccination proof cards were fake. But an attorney for one of the women, Kaida Naginji Rankin, described the fight as mutual combat. Oh my God, I'm dying. Over vaccine passports. Regardless, the black women were ejected. That does not fly with Black Lives Matter of New York. That's practically a 1950s black lunch counter situation. It's segregation. You had to know your restaurants were going to be packed with white people with black people locked out. They did it anyway. The same Democrats who just spent a year beating the idea into black people's heads that if anybody asks you for an ID, like to vote, it's racist. It's exclusionary. Well, they're asking for vaccine passports now. Hank Newsom, a co-founder and chairman of the Black Lives Matter Greater New York chapter, told the New York Times on Saturday the group will protest against the treatment of black patrons. They should. Folks, when the vaccine mandate passed New York, 85% of black people in New York were unvaccinated. Here's what Hank Newsom, co-founder and chairman of that Black Lives Matter chapter, says. Quote, restaurants are using vaccine mandates to enforce their racist beliefs and excluding black patrons. Bring it!
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, next up. Serious question, y'all. I'm not joking. Is it now a requirement for Democrats that when they issue a mask mandate, they personally break it in a very public fashion within 72 hours? Seriously. I'm not joking. Did you see what just happened with San Francisco Mayor London Breed? She lays down one of the strictest mask mandates indoors in the entire country, and within 3 days is caught at a jazz club. No mask, shoulder to shoulder, singing and dancing. Following the Proud's footsteps of the Chicago mayor, the Detroit mayor, the D.C. mayor, she, remember, officiated a wedding, didn't bother with the mask. I mean, when you look at the list of Democrat leaders who've done this, it's the top ranks. It's all of them. It's Gavin Newsom. It's the Baltimore mayor. It's Terry McAuliffe, who was just caught doing this in an airport. It's Joe Biden himself. Obama, 3 days of a birthday party after the first day when it's reported worldwide. I mean, they're aghast. He's partying shoulder to shoulder, no mask. They had time to make everybody mask up. They didn't bother. It was like they wanted to flaunt it, that the rules that apply to us don't apply to them. And then Nancy Pelosi, her congressional rules, she'll have you arrested as a Congress member if you don't wear a mask. Within 3 days, she was out there maskless, wandering around. You have to wonder, and I'm being serious now, folks. I'm not joking. If this isn't conditioning, if this is not on purpose, did you see the latest here? The Emmys were maskless. They even joked about it from the stage about how funny it was that they weren't wearing masks or social distancing. But here's the kicker. Listen to this. The UN has a big meeting this week, and it is law in New York City. The vaccine mandates for conventions, meetings, all of that stuff, right? You need a vaccine mandate, you got to wear a mask. Not them. The UN has just announced that the dignitaries won't be doing this. Well, that's a violation of the law. And it's cool. Nobody's stopping them. Folks, Ayn Rand, who lived in the former USSR and understood the power of the propaganda, once said, "We are fast approaching the state of ultimate inversion, the stage where the government is free to do anything it pleases, while the citizens may act only by permission." And if you've read her books, she explains in detail, and this is why she fascinates me, she actually lived under Soviet propaganda. They didn't hide this, okay? Not only did they not hide that the rules didn't apply to them, they flaunted it. They wanted people to understand it, that the rules, the laws would never apply to the elites, that they would always be able to do anything. It helped create that atmosphere of fear in the serfs, in the proletariat, that they wouldn't challenge them. It was deliberate conditioning. It was part of Soviet propaganda. Folks, I'm not joking. I'm beginning to wonder if they're not doing that here. Having us, leading us to understand the way it is. Listen to this, okay? At the Emmys, only the servers wore masks. If you ask me, can you boil this era in American history down to just one photo? Can't be any words, just one photo. What would it be? It would be the Democrat Party fundraiser attended by Nancy Pelosi in Napa Valley about a month ago. Very high end. You and I will never be able to afford to go. And anyway, we would never be on the guest list. And there the Democrats sit shoulder to shoulder, not a mask among them. But who is wearing masks? The servers, and good ones too. Not that skimpy surgical stuff. Nope, the KNs. This is conditioning. It is not an accident. Not after this many times, folks. This is on purpose. When San Francisco Mayor London Breed was caught at a nightclub with friends dancing and singing maskless, now her mask mandate allows people to take the mask off to eat, but she knew she wasn't eating. She'd left her drink at the table. Do you know what she said? I swear this is part of it. Quote, she said that she and her fellow club goers, quote, "don't need the fun police to come in and micromanage and tell us what we should or shouldn't be doing. The fact that this story became about me and less about artists and nightlife, which I will continue to enjoy in San Francisco, is very unfortunate." This is always how they come back, too. Mask mandates? That's for serfs, not us. The rules don't apply to us. What is the inherent message? We can do anything we want. Which translates into, we can do anything to you that we want. And there's nothing you can do to stop us. No law can hold us back. That is the message. And that is what these Democrats are marching about. Do you know what else it is? Let's go back to the rage that you can hear in the FU chant at Kentucky. The anger you can hear. In New York City, folks, Democrat voters are the ones marching. There's not us. What's driving this? Why are we seeing this right now? It's the way Joe has done this, as if he never needs to take into account what the voters think again.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let me give you an example. The time that Joe laughed on national television when asked that question about the report by the reporter, if he was going to leave Americans behind in Afghanistan, he laughed. So did Kamala. And then that speech, and this is why there's rage now, that speech about the vaccine mandates. We are running out of patience with you. You will do this. Do you know what was missing from that speech? And I'll tell you what it was that made it so jarring. No president's ever given a speech like it to Americans. It's not how they would have couched it before. We are super concerned about your health. We don't want to do this, but we have to do something to help people, to save people. All that compassion wasn't there. It is, this is what will happen, and this is what you will do. This is what we think. This is what we want. And this is what you will do. Why do they speak that way? Because they have absolute contempt for Americans. Why? Because they know they stole an election. We're seeing the results of it. I mean, 76,000 ballots not mailed out come back in Arizona. And where are the Republican leaders? Nowhere. They know they stole it. They know darn well which states they stole it in. And they know that Republicans aren't going to do anything. And so they've stopped asking voters. They've stopped cajoling. They've stopped selling because they don't feel they have to. And that is where this tone is coming from. That is why Joe Biden checked his watch 13 times as the 13 bodies rolled off that plane on the tarmac from Afghanistan. He doesn't care. They don't care. They only have contempt. And that is where this tone is coming from. And that is what is provoking rage on the streets. These public displays we've never seen before. And they're getting worse. And they're going to get worse. How do you know? All you need to know what's coming. And I'm telling you, the Democrat Party wouldn't have pushed it here before they thought they could steal an election. I'm telling you what's coming. Hundreds of thousands of people marched in the streets of the UK and France over vaccine passports. And yes, it got violent. And yes, they attacked police. That is coming here. It is inevitable. You can see it. But they don't care. Do you see what happened in Australia this weekend? Watch the video. It's remarkable. The lockdowns are so extreme in Australia, you're not allowed to travel more than 2.5 kilometers from your home, except in certain very regulated circumstances. And protesting, it's illegal. In fact, a woman was arrested there last week for planning a protest. She hadn't even actually done it. And so police were trying to corral these several hundred protesters who showed up in Australia because they weren't allowed to be out. They wanted to arrest them all. Instead, as the group got backed against the dead end, they trampled the police. They literally butted forces with them and trampled them. Police ended up with broken bones. I don't know about the people. Maybe some of them did too. Nobody was killed, thank God. And we, of course, don't condone anything like that. But my point is, you can see what's coming. And the Democrats don't care. And they don't even seem to care at all if it's their own voters who will be mowing police down in the streets. You almost have to wonder if these Democrats are deliberately provoking this rage. If they're deliberately seeking these kind of protests they've seen in Europe and they have to know are coming, given what they've proposed with the vaccine mandate. Maybe they want to be able to crack down. The irony is, it'll be their own voters they're cracking down on.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.